And great news from the tourism industry last week, with the Eyre Peninsula beating our expenditure target by $91 million. To discuss this, I'm joined by the Chief Executive of the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia, Sean De Bruin. Sean, good morning.
Great to be with you, Keith.
Eyre Peninsula beating its target by $91 million. What exactly was this state government target to begin with?
It's absolutely remarkable in terms of what we've seen in terms of regional tourism across the state. We've seen targets beaten across the country in regional tourism, and it's fantastic to see the Eyre Peninsula deliver its target way ahead of schedule. And I think people would know that on the ground, you know, lots of people coming through, lots of visitors around. In terms of your specific number, the current expenditure, and this is from the regional visitor strategy, Keith, the target is $397 million. So obviously it's gone well into the 400s.
So when we talk about that $400 million of expenditure, this is the target that the state government has set. Is that designed to get people staying in South Australia, or is it more designed to just to draw anyone to the South Australian regions away from the city?
Well, ultimately it's a target for the Eyre Peninsula region. It's about any visitor for any purpose getting to the Eyre Peninsula and staying there and spending money and doing things.
Speaking this morning with the CEO of the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia, Sean De Bruin, about the record tourism expenditure on the Eyre Peninsula. And Sean, when it comes to maintaining these targets, do you think that it's possible to keep meeting these targets once international borders start reopening and now that all the other state borders are reopened?
$64 million question, literally, Keith, that obviously we've seen people getting out into regional South Australia in record levels, and the data and the anecdotal feedback is that people are loving what they're seeing, what they're doing, people they meet, the places they visit. So we really believe that there will be significantly above planned visitation and expenditure happening for the foreseeable future, because a lot of people have been converted to trips to the Eyre Peninsula and other regional areas in South Australia because they're loving what they're doing.
Speaking this morning with Sean De Bruin, CEO of the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia, about regional South Australia surpassing their expenditure targets on regional tourism. And Sean, of course, it's not just the Eyre Peninsula that's beating the targets. Clare Valley and Kangaroo Island exceeded their targets by $40 million or so each. So I'm guessing by those two locations combined with the Eyre Peninsula, there's certainly a bit of a focus on a food theme at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Clare Valley has gone gangbusters. Kangaroo Island, there's been some good domestic tourism, but obviously there's a lot of businesses on Kangaroo Island also rely on international visitors. So that is also a tale of a two-speed industry. That you've got many tourism businesses that are going very well because they look after self-drive South Australians. But those businesses that look after particularly international visitors and more recently interstate visitors like tour operators, it's incredibly challenging for them, and they're still very much in a recovery phase because they haven't had their customers and they're slowly coming back now. So when we speak about record regional outcomes, it's absolutely correct, but the diversity of businesses that are being used, some are going gangbusters and incredibly busy, and others are just starting to get some of their customers back now.
And just finally on that issue of the two-speed tourism economy, do you think that there's room there for another Great State Voucher program, not necessarily for a broad base of opportunity for accommodation or general experience providers, but specifically those that normally do cash in so much on the international market?
Definitely needs to be a program of support to help particularly those interstate and international focused businesses come back. And we've had great discussions with our new minister, Zoe Bettison. She very much understands where the industry's at. And there's going to be great opportunity to work collectively together to see our recovery delivered across all businesses, and particularly those ones that have really done the heavy lifting to keep us all safe over the last 2 years. And an early sign of this is the £10 POM program that the South Australian government and Minister Bettison have implemented in the UK. That's been a wonderful way to create attention and get UK backpackers thinking about South Australia as a visitor destination. And if we get a good influx of backpackers, it'll be very welcome for that sector, and it'll be great for our state.
Certainly hoping the tourism industry can continue apace as it is at the moment. Sean De Bruin, CEO of the Tourism Industry Council of South Australia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Keith.